Do you remember the first time you were ever truly scared?
Were you watching a scary movie?
Was it on a scary ride?
Or when you were home alone?
Everyone has heard their fair share of ghost stories. But do ghosts actually exist, or is it all in your imagination? My name is Peyton Couturier, and I am about to take you on a journey with ghost stories from all across California, going directly to the sources of these so-called ghost sightings.
Are you ready?
All right, Rebecca, so go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Rebecca. I'm 28. I now work at Disney. I've been with the company for about 5 years and some change.
And do you enjoy working at Disneyland?
I do. It's like any other job. It has its ups and downs.
So now I have to ask the question. Have there been any instances where you have witnessed anything creepy happening at Disneyland? Or I mean, we've all heard about the ghost stories or the ghost sightings that happen at Disneyland, but have you personally witnessed anything or felt anything?
I've had personal experiences at Disney, and I think the one that like scared me the most, it was nighttime, I was closing that day, and I think I was a breaker lead. The big open space between the entrance to Disneyland and the entrance to California Adventure is called the Esplanade, but way back in the day it was, I think, Orange Grove. I was walking like across, and it was maybe like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and so I'm walking, and like, you know how when you're looking at somebody and they like see them, like you make that awkward eye contact for a second. So I'm walking from booth, I want to say 6, and I was going to 3, like the in the middle. So like if you're looking at the entrance to Disneyland and the entrance to Calvary Adventure, there's ticket booths on either side, and there's 4 of them. So I was in one of them on one side, and then I'm walking across the other way, and I saw this lady and an older man. Fine, they're having a conversation, everything's cool, and then I don't know why, but like I just looked at her and I felt like I just needed to look at this lady. So I look at her, and at first she looked normal, and I look away, and then I look back at her, but like they were having a conversation themselves. And so she like looked away from him to make eye contact with me, but he was still looking at her like as if she was still engaging in conversation with him. But her face didn't look like a person, and it scared me. I'm like, my eyes are watering, I'm terrified. So like her eyes were like black almost, and like she looked like she was close to death. Like she looked sickly, and like her cheeks like sunken in, she just looked bad. Like, and I was like, what the heck? And so her face just didn't look like a human, and so I was like, what the heck? It scared me so bad. And she saw me see her, and they were like a good distance away from me, maybe like 50 feet, and they just kept walking towards me, and I was like, oh my god. So I bolted, like I took off, I was walking as fast as I could to the other booth, and then when I turned around to look for them, they were gone. And I was like, there's no way that they could walk that fast. Yeah, because they looked older. And I was like, what the heck? And so I went into ticket booth 3, and I was like, oh my god, you guys, you'll never believe what I just saw. And I was scared, and like the cast members looked at my face, and they were like, literally, you look like you had just seen a ghost, because my face was so white. And I was terrified, because I looked, and I'm like, where the heck did they were gone? And that wasn't the first time that I've seen something like that. The other instance, I was on my way to work, and this was in the daytime, which made me even more scared. So I'm on the cast shuttle to get to like be dropped off and go start my shift, and I look out the window, and it was a woman again, and she like looked at me, same thing. Her eyes were like super dark and like black, and she was like looking at me, like, you know how you know when someone sees you? That's what happened. And she was looking at me through the window, and I know she probably saw me see her, but like it was just weird. Like it was almost like she was walking, it was a cast member, she was walking, and I was shook. She was like in costume, like she had just ended her shift and now she was going home, but the way she was walking, it looked like she was probably walking to the bus stop or something, I don't know. But I looked at her face, and it was just like, it scared me. Like her eyes were black, and she just like stared at me, and I was like, and so I looked away, and then when I looked back at her, it was a normal person again.
We're gonna kind of go into a little bit more about the history of the hauntings at Disneyland. So the first legend, Walt Disney haunting Disneyland. Rebecca, I don't know if you have anything to add to this, but people have said that the light that's on Main Street for his apartment, sometimes it will stay on and it'll turn on by itself. And cast members have like heard voices in there. Have you heard anything about Walt Disney haunting Disneyland still?
I haven't heard anything personally, but other cast members that I've spoken to that work in like guest relations have. They do a guided tour called Walk in Walt's Footsteps. And so, or they'll do like VIP tours where they're with the guests like all day. And so sometimes when they go up to like finish stuff and close everything, they said that they'll hear like the water running in the shower, because it's an apartment, so there's a shower up there. They'll hear like the water running in the shower. And then as for the lamp or the light
that's in the window. It is supposed to always be on. I don't think it's ever supposed to turn off. I think they leave it on at all times because that's supposed to be like out of respect for him to keep it on. So I don't, that part, I don't know if that's true or not as far as like it being turned on and turned off. I think it always stays on. But there have been like reports of cast members saying that the water drips from the shower and stuff. And there was also footage of Walt, well, they think it was Walt, walking through the walkway of the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. I have witnessed that video myself, and that's actually one of the legends that we were gonna talk about. Is it's an actual video that a security guard, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but a security guard was able to catch on a couple of the monitors, and he caught a man, and that people are saying that it was Walt Disney because he saw him walk into the Haunted Mansion, stay in there, and then all of a sudden he walked out of the Haunted Mansion through the gates that were closed and walked along the pathway, and all of a sudden he's on the water walking, and then he disappeared. And like, I don't know about you, but I've never seen a human walk on water, but...
Oh, yeah, that's true. The security guard did catch it on camera, but I think that just because it was a tall man, they assumed that it was Walt, because he kind of, I think they said he kind of looks like he's wearing a suit, and he's tall like Walt was, and he has a mustache like Walt did, so I think it's just safe to assume that it was him. Also, it's probably a little bit creepy to imagine that it's not him, so... But yeah, no, that's... been like a said thing that they saw him like walk through the gates and go down the Rivers of America and then walk into Main Street and then the video stops.
Which is like, that's just, that's crazy enough. Like, let alone the fact that the security guard literally had to catch this on his phone. Mm-hmm. And like, how did he respond that quickly? Because like, I mean, I wouldn't have, but I mean, maybe he had his phone that handy. I mean, I would be pretty creeped out. Especially when you bring up the fact that it could be like someone else, like that they're identifying as Walt, so it's not as creepy. But like, I've heard like rumors that people will actually try and bring like their loved one's ashes to Disneyland property without permission, because I mean, Disneyland doesn't really want to have ashes on Disneyland because that doesn't really give it a good name. But is that true? Like, do people actually do that a lot?
Not as much as it used to happen a lot before, like when security wasn't as tight as it is now. But majority of the time when people would spread ashes, it was on the Haunted Mansion specifically. Not throughout the park, but specifically on Haunted Mansion. They would like bring ashes and spread them on that attraction because they wanted them to be like the like 999 souls. And they wanted like their loved one to be a part of that. Or they would say, oh, my, you know, grandma or whoever it was, that was like their favorite attraction, so I want to spread her ashes there. And so when that would happen, they would have to shut down the whole ride, and then like hazmat has to come because now it's like a health code violation.
Wow.
Which is a weird place for that to happen because it's an attraction, not a restaurant. But now that there's like bodily substances in the attraction, they had to like shut it down.
Yeah, because like,
clean it.
I mean, not everyone knows this, but like ashes,
like bones and flesh.
Yeah,
and
like I've personally like seen ashes, and like some of them have like bone particles in
yeah.
it. And so like the fact that people are like spreading these, like it's not just like spread in the wind like Pocahontas. Ashes, like human ashes, have like legit like bones and
it's like more dense than like ash.
Yeah, than like a normal, typical like smoke ash in a sense. But so there was this other legend of how a mom actually brought her son, like his ashes, to spread on the Haunted Mansion without like the permission of Disneyland. And that they say that legend has it that the ghost actually appears to be crying. That's a little boy on the Haunted Mansion. That he not only appears there, but also on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
From what I understand, she spread his ashes on Pirates of the Caribbean. So I think that that rumor or that like legend or whatever is misconstrued, because I think it's getting confused with the family that brought ashes on Haunted Mansion, because that's happened before too. But from what I understand, it was the mom that brought his ashes onto Pirates of the Caribbean because that was his favorite attraction. So I don't think that he was actually, I don't think she spread him on Haunted Mansion. I think it was on Pirates, and the other, another family had spread their loved one's ashes on Haunted Mansion. But when the other woman spread her son's ashes on Pirates of the Caribbean, they had to drain it, same thing, clean it, shut it down. Definitely not something that you're supposed to do. And even if, because Disney doesn't condone it, so they'll never, they will never give permission to spread ashes on property, but people still try to do it. It's it's not as bad as it's been, because now security like has people open stuff and they like verify that, you know, what they have with them, and if it seems suspicious they'll check it out, so it's not as bad as it was before.
That's so crazy. I mean, like, I get the whole like your love, like you want your loved ones to be there like at Disneyland, and I get that, and like you want them to like be somewhere happy, but at the same time, like, it's a little creepy in the sense where if people do believe in like ghosts and like the afterlife and like spirits and like thinking that like, oh, my loved ones. There's one last legend I wanted to bring up that they call her the Matterhorn Ghost, where it was a young woman named Dolly, and she was actually killed when she was thrown from the bobsled. And ever since her death, apparently cast members who are required to walk the track when the ride shuts down say that they can hear her, and that some cast members call the section of the track where Dolly died Dolly's Dip. Have you ever heard of that? I mean, this legend's pretty old, before you started working.
I've not heard that her name is Dolly, but I have heard that, because there's been several deaths at Disney, so you wouldn't think it because it's Disneyland, but it's, and all the deaths that did happen were like a really long time ago. But the one with Matterhorn, from what I understand, the reason that she was thrown is because she thought it would be a good idea to like not buckle her seatbelt. Literally all of the deaths that have happened at Disneyland are because of people not following safety procedures. When we used to have the people mover, like way back when, literally it goes like 3 miles per hour, and somebody died on the people mover because they thought it was
a
good idea
to jump from
cart to cart, and then they fell and they got ran over and died because of a 3 mile per hour moving ride. So I don't know, like, I mean, I know the people mover at Walt Disney World in Florida was after Disneyland, but
has been since like updated.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know the truth behind the 3 miles per hour. Either way, but it's their own fault. They shouldn't have jumped from cart to cart because it's literally what they tell you not to do. So,
well, yes.
Yeah. Literally every death has been because of something stupid. Like another time, this guy like crawled up, I think it was for a grad night, and literally this kid like climbed up, I don't know how, but he climbed up onto like the monorail tracks because he was trying to get into Disneyland for free, and the monorail basically ripped him apart because it was going full force and it hit him and just like ripped him apart.
Ooh, I mean, that must have been really gruesome on the bottom too,
like, especially for the people that were on the monorail.
Oh,
I don't
my
even
God.
Want to know,
especially because you sit in like the front part and you're literally like seeing this, like there's nothing you can do because there's no driver.
I don't understand what goes through people's minds, because why would you climb up on the monorail beam? He was trying to get into Disneyland for free, that was the moral of the story, but like now there's a driver for the monorail, now there's an actual person that like can stop it, now there's sensors on the tracks in case something happens. But it's just sad that, I mean, it's good that we have all these safety procedures and all these safety features on all
but
these.
It's
sad that something had to happen, for it to be put in place.
You know, I'm hearing like a very like common, I feel like that's the whole thing of like every horror movie. Mm-hmm. Is that like, oh no, that's not gonna happen. That can never happen to me. And then all of a sudden, bam, you're that person that's behind the thing where everyone else is yelling you, don't go in there, and yet they go in there.
And then it's the last time they go in there.
And then you're dead on Disneyland property. Although, is it true that they don't actually announce you dead on Disneyland property? They wait until you're off of Disneyland property?
Yep.
Just so they can't, like, say, like, oh, this person died on Disneyland property?
Yeah, so I think that their, like, time of death and everything isn't determined until they're off property.
Just want to give you a big thank you so much for being here, Rebecca. And I appreciate you coming and being on my podcast on the hauntings.
Are ghosts actually real?
Why hasn't everyone been in the presence of a ghost?
Or have they?
Remember to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Pate_Couturier for updates on the haunting. This is Peyton Couturier asking you, what do you believe?